So this is AudioBoo Java FX Developer Guides Part 4. This is a reminder that Tim Copley's book is now a huge tome. At the time of this AudioBoo from the 10th of August 2010, the book is 917 pages long in PDF form. It is quite comparable to Bruce Ackle's Classical Thinking in Java and Daito's How to Program in Java 8th Edition. Also, this book has been delayed for several months, but it's going to hit the shelves just in time for Java 1 2010 in September. So without further ado, let's get it done and dusted. Finally, Chapter 7, Sequences. Tim, in Chapter 7, talks about how sequences are created in Java FX. In FX programming, one tends to use literal syntax a lot and plenty of list comprehensions. Therefore, sequences are important to build a collection. Flattened, of course, for Java FX graphics primitives. So you can find out how in this chapter how to create a string form of sequence. And in addition to sequences, you'll learn about ranges. Ranges are shorthand notation for creating numerical sequences. For example, you can create an integer sequence of numbers from 1 to 10 quite easily in Java FX, and if you use something called a step size, you can make odd numbers or even numbers. You can even apply a arbitrary step size such as 0.025, of course. And of course, you can create sequences and then reverse them. If you reverse them, you as Tim shows, you get a new sequence. Tim is very descriptive in his examples, and for example, you can compare two sequences for quality. Very nice reference material. Very well done. FX supports list comprehensions, and therefore in many code snippets on the web and everywhere else, you developers are shown how to get and put elements from the sequences. Tim has new concise examples to compare sequences by object reference and length. He does a splendid job in modifying sequences, including replacing elements, inserting new elements, removing elements, and replacing a range of elements with new values. The chapter finishes with sorting, shuffling of sequences. In particular, he does a great justice to something called the JavaFX.util.sequences class, which is the standard library class in JavaFX SDK. You can use that to search through sequences, compare sequences by object identity. Really great stuff again. Tim explains how to create a FX sequence and how they actually relate to Java arrays. Arrays are different from sequences. Sequences are such a fundamental concept in FX, especially if you're going to be building libraries in FX for other developers in your team. Chapter 8, Controlling Program Flow. This chapter is about 19 pages long, which covers the F statement, the while statement, the for statement, and exceptions. I suspect most of you are experienced developers, so the material here can be treated as a reference. However, when you get the book, and you finally should get the book, you should look at these control constructs and aim to learn them well. If you're going to be manipulating scene graph elements, you have been warned. Hitherto, FX has a few surprises in the for loop statement. The for statement is the prima donna iteration statement that is used in great length by developers to build UI elements into a scene graph structure. Sensibly, Tim has placed this chapter on control flow after the sequences chapter because loops are physically and typically used to iterate over sequences, of course, and ranges. Tim has a very nice example iterating around a sequence of group UI elements and actually uses the where clause. Good stuff indeed. So finally, FX supports exception handling just like Java. It's possible to throw exceptions in FX too. However, FX treats checked exceptions like unchecked ones automatically. Tim correctly explains how to trap exceptions in FX. If you don't catch an exception, it will be propagated to calling code. If the exception is not caught, it will be caught by the FX runtime and printed to the standard error stream. The next chapter I'll be reviewing will be number 9, and it will be about binding. Thank you, Addison and Wesley.